When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan, and here he is.
Hey.
Good morning, John.
Is that a New York Twins idea?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I thought it was Albany, you said he wanted a bagel. What are you talking about? Bagels?
Did I mention that to you? I've been to New York.
Yeah. Yeah, it's come up.
It's come up.
Yeah.
Been exciting though, isn't it, John? You've enjoyed the updates.
You've had what I'd like to call a brand refresh.
Yeah.
While you've been off.
A huge epiphany.
Yeah.
Huge epiphany. I'm not sure this is even a National League football podcast anymore. I mean, it will be. There will be some
in time.
But it's currently an NBA. The NBA obsession.
Well, would it be like the minor league podcast, I suppose, if it was
I've gone as big as possible.
Right.
As big as possible. I've gone for the New York Knicks and I'm absolutely currently upset. You know, I'm faddy, John.
Yeah. I'm giving it a week.
Why are you giving it a week, John?
Well, because I did this with the New York Yankees when I went last year. I thought, oh, I'm in. I went to watch the Yankees. I love it. I'm going to step... I don't think I stayed up for one game.
Okay.
It's only in the middle of the night.
I know, but why do they play so late?
If they played in the afternoon, American time, it would be fine.
This is why it's never taken off over here. They're playing so late at night.
Oh, yeah.
You can't play at midnight. No one's going to turn up.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
It's a bit sleepy.
Also, I mean, in this country, it's lame.
Oh, basketball is terrible.
Any American sport.
Oh, it's all awful.
It's really
rubbish.
Really lame.
It's really
There's
bad.
There's something like really, I said to you earlier in the week, it's really like men who have girlfriends only have girlfriends who speak another language and English is their second language because they don't get the nuance of why that bloke's a bellend.
It's a little bit of that, isn't it?
It's a bit of that. There's a bit of that with it, right?
I think basketball especially is really lame over here.
A
leisure centre.
What are the Plymouth ones called, John?
I don't know, the Badgers or something like that, yeah.
Pikes. The Plymouth Pikes. I'd be into that.
And the big pike on the logo.
I might start them. The Plymouth, come on, go Pikes. Love that.
Pikes.
I'd be into that.
What are they called?
The Plymouth Pikes. Is that what they should be called, that?
I think it must be a really rubbish name. They always are.
What are they? Plymouth Parkways.
The Guildford Lions.
It's just like something... Plymouth. Oh, come on, John.
Plymouth Patriots.
Oh, what? Oh, I suppose they set off for
following
America.
The closure of the Plymouth Raiders.
Oh.
You know the other teams?
Yeah.
The Bristol Flyers. The Leicester Riders.
Oh, no.
The Manchester Giants. The Newcastle Eagles. The Sheffield Sharks.
Not why? What on earth has a shark got to do with Sheffield?
We've not had a shark sighting in Sheffield for nigh on 100 years.
We had a shark here 100 years ago.
Nigh on 100 years.
They'd be walking down the street 100 years ago. Climate change. Changed all that. But look, it's lame.
Yeah,
it is lame.
And rubbish, isn't it?
It is lame, but that's because it's not ours, is it? It's not ours.
No.
It's not ours, but in America, it is theirs.
It's quite big.
So it was an unbelievable experience. The Lakers. Not the Lakers. Who do I support?
The Knicks.
Knicks v. the Celtics I went to at Madison Square Garden, and it was just brilliant.
Yeah.
I've since thought, I wonder if it'd be brilliant, like, week in, week out.
Well, I think you have realised that they do play quite a lot of games.
This is the thing I've realised, John. They play 82 games a season.
Yeah.
Which I thought they were being paid a lot of money. But actually, when you work it out, they're on about $480 an hour. It actually works out below minimum wage.
Less than minimum wage. They're done for modern slavery.
So it actually, you think, oh, these guys are on million. They're not. They're playing all the time. And the thing is, it's back to back.
Because you got very excited on Tuesday. I mean, I'm going to stay up playing the Cavaliers.
The Cavs. Cleveland Cavs.
And then
not
stayed
the Vauxhall
up.
Cavaliers. This is the trouble.
That's what it would be over here.
A lot of the stuff, the Vauxhall Cavaliers, the South London basketball team. No, it's like, you think, oh, this is going to be amazing. They're playing. But then when they win, they don't seem that bothered when they win.
Because they're playing again.
Because they're playing again. They literally played again the next day, but not in Cleveland, in New York.
It's a bit of a way, isn't it? It's not like close.
They're
Ohio, isn't
then
it?
All, they all then travelled exactly the same people, same teams, played at the Madison Square Garden, but then got the result was completely different. They lost last night. They lost. I don't want another team that loses.
Yeah, you sound like you picked a loser.
This is supposed to be like a holiday.
Yeah.
You know, I've chosen something that is like, oh, yeah, this will be my, for when I'm stressed about Torquay United. Well, at least I've got, I don't want to support a Premier League football team. At least I've got the Knicks.
The Knicks.
Go Knicks.
And who's your favourite player?
He's called, what's he called? Oh, no. Go IQ. His name is, oh, God, Emmanuel Quickly. That's his name.
Emmanuel Quickly.
The names do feel made up.
That's quite fun, isn't it? Quickly, Emmanuel.
Quickly, Emmanuel. He's good.
Is he fast?
He's really good. They're all fast.
Yeah.
They're all. And also, you watch it on telly.
The thing about me is I'm slow.
My thing is I'm slow and I'm short.
There's something about the.
Something about this middle. The thing is about them, right? You're watching them and you go, he doesn't look very big, that one. And he's 6'6".
Somebody else is 6'12".
Yeah. But they're 7 foot. They're literally 7'2". Shaquille O'Neal was 7'1".
That's ridiculous.
So you've got these 7'4" guys are playing up front, you know, just like putting the
up
ball.
Up front?
Just, is it up front? Is it up front? Point guard, I know that one.
It can't be up front.
Well, an attack?
Goal attack's netball, isn't it? Yeah.
Look, I'm not got the nuance.
You're very much. The one you've got is in off the paint or something.
No. Points in the paint.
Points in the paint.
Now, points in the paint is a good. That's a good thing. So that's like point. That's like scoring inside the box.
Right.
So like be like
a poacher.
Be a poacher, like a like in football, but a poacher. Yeah. Points
in the paint.
But it's more difficult. I think it's more difficult to score points in the paint. Although you'd score more points in the paint because that's where all the defense is.
Yeah.
So if you can limit people to long range 3-point shots, then you're, I don't know if you're doing well or not. This is the thing at the moment. I don't quite know what's quite, I don't know enough about it to know the nuance or if anyone's any good or why they're not very good.
Yeah.
They miss a lot. They do miss
a
lot.
You said that you were calling for the coach to make trades this morning.
Yeah, they do need to make trades. Tom Thibodeau. Yeah, he's quite gormless, John.
Yeah.
He sort of stands on the sideline.
He's got a great comb over.
Great
comb.
He's got his comb over there. Yeah. He doesn't sort of look. I'm sure he is in charge, but I don't think Tom Thibodeau's. I think that's his name.
Tom Thibodeau.
TT. Go TT. Go
is
TT.
That what they say on? Was it Let's Talk Knicks or whatever?
We went Let's Talk Knicks. I am following Let's Talk Knicks on Twitter. It's good fun though, John.
Tom Thibodeau.
You say Thibodeau, I say Thibodeau. And it's but yeah, I've watched a few games now, and it you can't quite work out. It feels a bit random if they score or not.
Yeah. They score a lot as well. I think that's my problem with it.
This is the thing.
It's a lot of scoring.
No, I quite like it. I quite like that. It is an absolute ADHD sport. Absolutely. There is always something going on. There is never a gap where there's not... if like they stop playing for like 1 second, look over here.
Yeah.
Hey, lights. It's
very much
it's
like
some
that.
Girls.
Is that different to halftime at Playmore? I don't think it is it?
It's so the anathema of British sport, because I think the good thing about British sport is there's nuance, there's lots of downtime, it's cold, it's wet, there's lots of boring bits, it's a bit rough around the edges,
yeah.
And that's got its own beauty. But this is such a package of... Oh, it's really great. It's as a... I mean, I don't want to watch I never want to watch a Premier League team. It doesn't really. I mean, you know, I love football. I watch all football.
Yeah.
But as a something else, it is a good. I'm quite enjoying it as a something else because it's so different. Couldn't be more different to the National League South. New York Knicks are worth $6.6 billion.
There
we
are.
Anyway,
there you go.
Go Knicks.
You're pulling off those long shorts quite well.
Thanks.
Vest.
The vest. I feel like the vest may be a bit too much.
I think in November, it looks a little chilly.
A little bit, but you know.
Yeah, those long shorts that you're there.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Well, you know, and
the big trainers.
Yeah, look, let's see if it continues.
I'd say this time next week, folks.
It's so it'll many be, games, John.
It'll be New York Knicks who?
It does feel like a lot. You do look like check your phone and they're playing again an hour or something. You know? Oh, they've played, have they? It's quite difficult to remember. I can't imagine having a season ticket. You must live at Madison Square Garden. You just must live there.
Oh, God, I've got...
Oh, no.
Off to Madison Square Garden again. Oh, it's Spike Lee, everybody.
Not again. Chris Rock's here. yeah, we was here yesterday.
We all just want to go home.
Bloke from Stranger Things, he's there a lot.
Which one? I've only seen series one.
The cop. David, is it David?
I can't actually remember.
The cop.
Yeah.
He's a big Knicks fan.
Took quite a long time.
Chuck D was there.
Was he?
Big Knicks fan, yeah.
Telling
Eddie Falco. Very New York. You know, I'm very New York, John, in my soul.
Yeah.
My whole vibe is
New
York.
Bit of a New Yorker.
I'm a native New Yorker. Anyway, it brings me on to a song I've been listening to as well, John, which is You Can't Make Old Friends. So it's a song I heard, and it's by... can we just tell people it's early? This is a breakfast one. my brain doesn't work yet. Kenny Rogers.
You've been up late watching the Knicks.
I've been too late.
It's quite tiring.
This is exhausting.
This boy, you don't even like that much.
It is exhausted. But I feel like I've got to make the effort early on.
You were so pleased when you found that it wasn't on TV last night. I like the fact he made it up till the
got
start
to the,
time.
It's not on.
Realized, it's
oh,
not
thank
on.
God, it's not on.
I can go to bed.
Oh, it was like when at school or something, someone gave you like, you've got an extra day to do your own. Yes! It's not on. When someone cancels a meeting, is there anything better than when someone can't? Oh. You don't have to go in.
Yeah.
School day, like a snow. It was like a snow day at school. It wasn't on. I was so pleased. Like I go to bed. I'm so tired.
Bodes well, doesn't it? Yeah. Game two of your New York Knicks supporting.
If I'd already seen the Cleveland Cavs, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I'm sorry,
maroon.
Saying...
They play on a maroon pitch, John.
When the next game is?
Oh, when is it? Oh no, when is it? I'm hoping it's Friday night because I've got a late night drive Friday night, so that's quite be quite good.
Tomorrow.
Oh no!
Tomorrow they're playing the Bucks. It's a different team.
Milwaukee Bucks. Yes, all about it. Go Knicks.
At Milwaukee.
Millwall Bucks.
Millwall.
Milwaukee Bucks. Are they going to Milwaukee? And then when are they playing again at the?
Oh, then they're not playing again until Monday after that. No. Playing the Clippers.
The down season. The LA Clippers. And they have just signed...
What is happening
with, the
here?
They have just traded the guy with the big beard. The guy... Is it Harden? James Harden. John.
Not a clue.
Tell ya, you're impressed.
James Harden.
You're not allowed to laugh. It's America.
You're allowed to be called
no
James
laughing.
Harden. In,
no laughing at the names. It's America.
It's shooting fish in the barrel, isn't it? Yeah.
He plays.
I'm fish barrel, point guard. So you're there saying about that song?
You Can't Make Old Friends. And it's by Kenny Rogers, John. I was watching Kenny Rogers tribute the other night. Not tribute act, but tribute.
Oh, okay.
Up late. And
Jenny Rogers.
Jenny Rogers.
Benny Rogers.
What a great tribute act.
Yeah. female Kenny Rogers impersonator.
Jenny Rogers.
With a beard.
It's just Jenny from Accounts. Jenny Rogers from Accounts. Jenny Rogers is here.
You got to know when to hold them.
Jenny Rogers. I like her. She's good. Yeah. And Dolly Parton came on and I thought, oh, here we go, Islands in the Stream, here we go. No, and they did this song, You Can't Make Old Friends. And I thought, that's quite a nice quite a nice phrase, you can't make old friends. Because it's like...
What does it mean?
Like, Talkie United is my old friend, you know, and in my heart and in my soul, you know, that's what it is. But, you know, NBA is my new friend. And it's a... You know, probably a bit of a knob, if we're honest.
What's he doing hanging around with that guy?
That's what all the girls will be thinking, oh, yeah. God. I will say the merch is much better. The NBA merch.
Couldn't be much worse, could it?
The NBA merch, the style of everything's better, the fonts are better, the quality's better.
Yeah.
They really should have a look at that. I'm not trying to make Americanize the girls, but calling them the Talkie Girls...
That's quite nice, isn't it? Yeah.
If we're going to Americanize everything. It's just difficult to watch at the moment, John. Isn't it? Let's talk about Talkie United.
Nigh on impossible, I'd say.
At point guard. Who's playing point guard for Talkie United?
Oh, he's gone all in, isn't he? We don't have a point guard.
I will say, I watched some football last night from
Callum Dolan with the 3-pointer! Stop doing that.
Russ Mitchell. No one gets sent off. We'll say that.
No.
No one ever gets sent off. There's a few. Things here
sometimes
and there.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah, I'm sure
I've seen it happen.
But
for an infraction.
It's depressing, John, isn't it? So I think what it is the new friend I've got, the NBA, the New York Knicks, is so bright and shiny and fun that, you know, it's tough to be friends with Talkie United.
Too many old
moment.
Friends a bit knackered and a bit,
you know, I still love
it's
them.
Very tough.
And I'll always love them. It's just a tough watch.
Beyond tough. So I was at Hampton and Richmond on Saturday.
Know, yes. How was that, John? Talk me through that.
Chronic. This is the word I would use. Oh, God, it was awful. It actually did, you know what? The performance wasn't that bad. But we still found a way to lose.
And were they any good?
Who? Hampton?
Hampton and Richmond.
No, they're all right. Fine. Better than us.
Yeah.
We're very average and we've got no confidence. As soon as you go one down, that's it. It was game over.
Yeah, was it?
And then two down, and yeah, they've got no confidence.
And we should have confidence because we've got some good players.
Not enough, though, have we?
Not enough.
The defence was terrible.
I genuinely don't think we've got enough physical bodies.
Well, we haven't. Maybe and not. I can't. I don't understand
what do you
how
do
that's
in training
how's
if
that
you've
happened?
If you've not got enough players,
how's that
do,
been allowed to happen?
To
Why
do
have we
two
got no
sides?
Players?
You've got not enough players to do two sides in training. Then how do they do proper training?
We had no one who could score without Aaron Jarvis. We had no...
What's happened to Brad Ash? He was... I like him.
I saw it. He was there. I saw him. I know... He was definitely on the pitch, but he can't hit the proverbial barn door.
But he was last season in this division.
We've talkified him. What's happened?
You think? Oh, no.
Yeah, that new guy was all right.
I watched it. I was in New York. I watched.
Were you?
I was in New York and I watched the Western Super Mare game on. I watched it on the feed with no. It was depressing, with no commentary.
Right.
Just on the feed, in Western Super Mare, and I just went, oh no! As soon as it started,
yeah,
it just was like
we just don't really have like any sort of style or. Pattern. It's just we just go out and we don't seem to have a plan.
But we didn't used
to. I don't
to
know
do
what
that.
We did. What's our style? What do we do? I don't know. What is our
wasps around the picnic? All that, John, and we used to play little triangles, and that was in the National League South and in the National League. We must just have had better players. We must have had a lot better players.
I think for all of Gary Owers' many faults, he did actually leave behind a sort of half decent squad.
I'm not saying he was any good. But,
oh, no,
yeah,
I'm not saying he was any good. He was terrible. But he actually recruited some good players. He just couldn't get them playing. But
And also, you've got another 3 years since then in Asa Hall's legs. You know,
he can't play 90 minutes.
No.
Dean Moxie is completely gone. Well, understandably
you always
so.
Think he's gone and then he comes back and he's all right again, isn't he? But they're... Oh,
it's grim.
Just hope they exist. That's all I want.
Yeah, I'd take that at this point in time.
All I want is them to exist.
I'd like us to be sold and still exist.
I'd like us to exist. That's all, genuinely all you want, because you can't make old friends, John.
You can't.
The National Obsession.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession.
Hello there, Roger. It's lovely to see
Hello,
you.
Hello, Roger O'Brien.
Times Square. Hello here there, are, Madison, Roger O'Brien.
Madison Square Gardens for the fourth bloody consecutive bloody day.
Three.
Bloody hell, I can't keep up.
Eight days I've been here.
Christ almighty, I've not seen me family in 2 weeks.
What? I've come here for a holiday. I've ended up living in Madison. It's not even square. Not even bloody square.
Who is it today? The Toronto bloody hyenas.
Bullocks. The Toronto bullocks. Bloody hell.
This is Bullocks Johnson. Magic Johnson.
Same old Johnson.
Bloody hell Johnson.
Bloody hell Johnson.
What is it about the name Johnson that bloody awful?
Bloody hell. We need more than five bloody players on the pitch.
Ask your brother Magic. See if he can find you a player.
Not so Magic now. Scotty Pippen, is it? All right, second best tip player in the best team of all time, right? Bloody hell, Scotty!
Larry Bloody Bird! You're no gull, are you, Larry?
Bloody hell, Larry. NBA! Bloody hell, Phil Thing from The Last Dance! And the winner is The Bloody Last Dance! What's your bloody shoes?
This is The Last Dance for you, Johnson!
Bloody hell!
Magic Johnson!
What even is this?
Bloody hell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar! How many bloody names do you want? Try making a chant out of that!
Bloody hell, massive hot dog!
Both fingers.
Make no wonder everyone's so bloody fat, you bastards.
Stop hitting me. Get your foam fingers out of my face. I can't bloody see.
Foam fingers, you can play in goal for Torquay United. Foam bloody fingers.
You're just a foam bloody finger.
Bloody hell.
Christ, I'm at Wiltless still, Chamberlain.
Well, too many points. What do you mean 110, 112?
Another bloody goal, is it?
Too many points. No one can understand it. Just play one quarter. See who wins that quarter.
Why does the court keep squeaking? It's really bloody annoying.
Bloody hell.
Stop squeaking.
Give me 5 minutes off the game.
Just give me some peace.
It's too loud.
Christ.
Bloody hell. What
bloody
is
hell,
this?
Jumbotron. Bloody hell, Michael
bloody
J.
Hell.
Bloody Fox.
I don't care. Chris Rock, sit down.
Bloody hell, Michael J. Fox. I wish we would go back to the bloody future.
Go home, Spike Lee. Do the right thing and go home. Bloody hell.
I can't think of any... LeBron James, have we said that one?
I don't know any more players. Have we said that one?
I've exalted Michael Bloody Jordan.
Yeah, we've said him.
Said him.
That's it.
I can't think of any more.
Harlem Bloody Globetrotters.
Bloody Globetrotters, are you? Stop showing off.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
You're milking it now, Globetrotters.
Bloody hell, Globetrotters.
Stop showing off.
Stop having a small one and a little one and a big one and then climbing up the big one.
Enough fancy tricks. Just do the bloody basics.
Bloody hell. Not even a proper team, Globetrotters.
You're just showing off.
Just bust this music.
I've got a headache. Stop it.
Get those girls off. Put some clothes on. Bloody hell.
You're milking it now.
Yeah. Too much now. Too... Bloody hell.
The National Obsession.
Of course, the MSG, of course.
New York to Madison Square Garden.
Of course, they are. Of course, not nothing on the gardens on the seafront, of course.
Not an actual garden.
There we are.
Of course.
Oh, Dave? You don't. Nothing wrong with bringing your water can. Nothing wrong with daffodils.
So it's slightly struggling to keep up with the pace of play here.
Oh my word, they've scored!
Oh, and another one!
Oh my word, they've scored again! Oh my word! Oh my word, the buzzer's gone! Oh my word!
Oh dear. This is Scottie Pippen.
Of course.
Can't think of any other.
Got it.
Kevin Durant.
I don't know any. I haven't got the knowledge. This is the thing. Can't make old friends jump.
Well, Tom Thibodeau. I saw you had a points infraction there.
Tom, you look absolutely gormless on the sidelines there, like you've got some sort of disease. Stood there gormlessly, like not seeing a lot, just putting your hands out. What? I see you played. Oh, I don't know any of the players. So you can't make old friends, Tom, so you can't do niche.
The sound of a distant buzzer, of course.
Yeah, of course. Sound of a distant siren.
Yes. Just lost Dave. Thomas is just stuffing his face with a hot dog currently. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with a 12-foot-long hot dog. Well, yeah. I don't know enough about the game.
I just realised I don't know anything about basketball.
Point guard, of course. We've all said that a few times today. Don't know quite what one is. The tip-off.
Not sure why I was asked to commentate on the basketball. I don't know anything about it.
Don't really know what's going on.
Of course, the London Lions, they play my old stomping ground.
Hornchurch Horses. Horses not particularly known for being good at basketball, of course.
Oh, my own personal jury on Tom Thibodeau is out.
My own personal jury on
Emmanuel Quickly.
Emmanuel Quickly.
My own personal jury is out.
That's how I watched Emmanuel Quickly. The old 70s porn film was what I was.
Emmanuel Quickly. We'll remember Alan Slowly played for Torquay in the late 70s.
Of course, the Torquay Tornadoes. Of course. John, we don't know enough. We don't know enough about
Steph Curry.
Nothing wrong with a curry on a. Nothing wrong with a curry four times a week.
Dave Caldwell used to play of having to
eight curries.
Start a curry half he'd an hour before.
He'd have the hottest curry possible and then go out and fart in the opposition's faces. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm officially out of basketball. I don't know anything more about it.
It shows how much you need to know about the actual sport.
And you're the fan.
To be Ray and Dave. Big fan. John, I've been supporting it for nearly a week now. So.
Do you mind?
Nearly a whole week's gone by. So, Knicks. Go Knicks. Go Knickerbockers.
Should we do some letters?
Yes, please, John.
This is letters from a listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Do we have any letters, John?
We do.
Oh, that's nice.
I just need to log in.
Oh, log on. Log in. That's nice. Do you want to do something else? Why are you doing that? Something else I did in New York? What else did I do in New York? Oh, we went to a place called Ellen's Stardust Diner, which is a sort of breakfasty place. Mm-hmm. And you have to get there early because there's a massive queue around the block, around Broadway, John. And it's all Broadway singers who are giving you your eggs or your pancakes or your whatever you're going to
have. That sounds quite good.
Right. Oh, it's great. Until you realise it's 7:30 in the morning and they're singing like defying gravity in your ear.
Oh, God, you just want your eggs.
Just give me some eggs.
And they try defying gravity.
You can bring me down. It's 8 o'clock.
Please. I've not even had a coffee.
And the most depressing moment for them is they do a big Broadway finish and then they have to give you would you like more orange juice?
I've got the letters loaded up now.
Good, lovely.
Should we go for it?
Go for it. Hit it.
Bob Cole. Says on the ice, Old King Cole here. Foff 53. Your discussion about why anyone would name a football league Isthmian.
Thank you. Very nice. That was a lovely episode.
Anyway, your discussion about why anyone would name a football league Isthmian when no one knows how to say it or spell it correctly made me think of one of my pet hates. Why would anyone give a road a name that no one can pronounce or spell?
No one knows how to spell it.
It's in. It's the Ring Road, isn't it?
Around, it's the Ring Road,
Torquay, heading towards Paignton, Brixham. Even my sat nav gives up halfway through. Only in Torquay, things were a lot simpler back in the day when they gave places local names like Windy Corner, the Big Tree, and Milk Bottle.
True. Nice. They all play for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah. It's a 3-pointer from Windy Corner. Yeah.
Milk Bottle, of course, coming on in the fourth quarter.
Hi, I'm Milk Bottle. Don't forget to tune in to the Bucks versus the Knicks really on the ESPN.
Really old school sort of bruiser character.
6'9" all the way from Goodrington Sands.
Yeah. Milk Bottle.
Looking forward to seeing it.
Perhaps we'll make our own team up to follow.
I think we should do.
The Pennsylvania Pikes. Good luck to them.
The Pikes.
Milk Bottle,
good luck to
of
the
course.
Pikes tonight. Go Pikes.
Go Pikes. We'd all want...
We'll be catching a few prey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll be hunting down the prey tonight.
Yeah,
down at the
Milk Bottle.
What's the name of the
Windy
stadium?
Corner.
It'd be like the something centre. There's always something rubbish, isn't it?
It's sponsored, isn't it?
Yeah. Down at the Screwfix Centre tonight.
Screwfix, that's what you could come up with.
We'll see you all down at the Screwfix Centre tonight.
Yeah, bring your cattle. Milk Bottle signing out.
Bring your rods, because the Pikes are...
Yeah.
Abiding
the
tonight.
The Pikes are biding.
Anyway.
And again tomorrow at 2. And tomorrow night at 9. And in 3 days' time...
We're absolutely exhausted.
We're all absolutely very, very tired. It's a really high intensity game.
The Pennsylvania Pikes.
We're on £2.90 an hour when you work it out.
Bob says, look forward to seeing you at the Barbican Theatre. Charlie, can the audience meet you at the top of the Cliff Railway and escort you to the theatre?
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Clapped in.
Yeah.
From the top of the Cliff Railway.
Like carried in. Shoulder high.
That's next Friday, John.
Is it next? God, that's coming around.
Next Friday, yes, come around. The thing is, you put stuff in the diary and suddenly it's there, isn't it? Suddenly it's there. Deciding what to wear at the moment. Because it's being filmed, obviously, you know. It's a tough choice. I've got some choices arriving from ASOS.
Oh, okay. Right. So I was going to say, well, it's not fancy dress type thing.
Well, I nearly wore full kit. Full kit.
For the purposes of filming, it seems a bit much, doesn't
Great
it?
Great letter. Thanks, Bob Cole. Bob Cole?
Bob Cole.
Bob Cole. Thank
Bobby
you, Cole.
Bobby Cole.
Bobby Cole. Bobby Cole, the point guard
hey,
for the
Bobby Cole here
Phoenix
from the,
Suns.
The Pennsylvania Pikes. Who else? We've got Dave Haley and the Comets.
Hey, go on.
They all get in touch on the ice chats. Just listen to the podcast regarding Charlie's trip. Can confirm there was a Torquay fan in New York City.
Oh.
I'm Foff Studio 54.
Oh, how lovely.
Dave Haley's in New York.
Dave Haley, we could
that.
Have had a coffee. First two days, John, spent finding out the nice coffee bars, all the cool stuff, you know. Third day, Starbucks, just till the end.
There's a little place called Starbucks.
Just Starbucks.
So, yeah. Hey, do you know what?
Sam wanted a cup of tea.
It's much better over there.
Sam wanted a cup of tea. Kids,
the tea's not good in America.
I know, because they do
bad.
It with creamer, John.
Yeah, it's awful.
Do it with creamer.
Just have coffee, Sam.
You have to ask for English breakfast tea with a tiny bit of skimmed milk.
You put hot milk in it! What are you doing?
What are you even doing?
Yeah, Bob says, I'm also a New York City FC season ticket holder.
Oh, that's nice.
Although the quality of players, a lower league quality feel, as was discussed, there's no threat of relegation.
Mm.
Anyway, it's New York City FC's last game of the season tonight. This was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And couldn't recommend that, but happy to provide others if desired. Assuming it's a family holiday, so grabbing a pint would not work, but the thoughts are there. So cheers, raise a glass.
How nice.
Have a great time, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
And he says, next time you're on the pop side, look out for, and he's got one. On the emoji. Get out of the way.
Okay.
He's got one of those bricks on the wall.
Oh, that's nice. Supporting from New York.
Dave and Heather Haley.
Dave.
Supporting from
New
York.
Next time, because I'm going to obviously...
I'm sure you'll pop over to the playoffs.
I've got 4 Knicks games next week.
You'll be very tired for the show, aren't you?
Exhausted.
You'll get back to Babicum in time.
Rolling my eyes at the audience.
We filmed this. Charlie fell asleep halfway through.
Fell asleep. Doing the 2-11-6-11 bit. We're not going to be able to film the 2-11-6-11 bit because I don't own the music. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have to pretend it's in there. So you only get to see the 2-11-6-11 if you come to the live show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rich Mills, the old Stasi Foff. Thank you for your donation, Rich, by the way, for my marathon.
How's it going, John? How are the legs?
Legs are fine, but almost a third of the way to the target.
Very nice.
We're closing in on £800 out of £2,500.
Lovely. So you're only in the hole for 1,700 quid at the moment.
Exactly. So thank you, everybody. By just giving us on my Twitter, at John Cadogan.
Do that.
All the people, actually, we'll do that at the end. Because
sponsor
some,
John.
Some people have sponsored, and that means automatic FOF.
Oh, that's we'll nice. That. All right, yeah, lovely.
Rich says, on the ice, fellas, firstly, apologies for my lack of communications this season, but my utter despondency following every game at Plainmoor has sucked the life out of me.
Don't blame me.
I know it shouldn't until the clocks turn back, but my local team is so poor this season. Yes, well, the clocks have changed now.
The clocks, and that
Hampton
is, we must
the
say
last
that.
Game with the clock of British summertime, isn't it?
So, we always say, have a look when the clocks go back where we are. And I think, actually, having seen the games, we're probably about where we deserve to be. So it actually works. The science of it works.
So it all starts on Saturday. So it all starts Bath City.
Yeah, it all starts Saturday, Bath City. We're not massively behind. Come on, bit of positivity.
We are quite a long
Let's
way
go.
Behind.
Go, girls.
While listening to the latest edition of your podcast, I felt inspired by Charlie and Paul Hawksby discussing a tackle jeopardising a wedding. This was tackling Maisie Adams.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
For her wedding and a charity game. A good friend of mine, Grimsby Town Sporting, Peter Anderson of County Wicklow.
Oh, hello, Peter.
Was taking part in a charity game between a fans 11 and a chairman's 11. Basically, this was an opportunity for the unpopular owner and non-chairman, John Fenty, to show off and act pally with a bunch of former players who undoubtedly despised him. My pal Peter quite uncharitably went through Fenty, leaving injuries warranting photos being taken by the local rag. He says mistimed tackle. We say a blow struck for freedom.
Yeah.
I don't believe the game has ever played again following said incident.
Oh, God.
County
Wicklow, of course, plays
County
for
Wicklow.
The Cincinnati Sinners.
Hey, I'm County Wicklow. Get yourself down to
plays
the Screwfix Centre.
Pennsylvania Pikes. Plays for them. Just signed. Just been traded.
He says he meant to write a couple of weeks ago after the first leg of the Torquay Maidstone doubleheader. Now that's very New York Knicks behaviour,
isn't
it?
That was very... And we're Yeovil.
And
we've got Yeovil in the trophy. It's very New York.
Very New York Knicks.
It's very NBA.
And he says, I want to start some kind of campaign to rid the game of something that has blighted it for far too long. Grown men booing. It's a bit poor. It's boo.
I will say.
It's a bit rubbish, isn't
this
it?
This is the one thing about the basketball is they go, oh, we're going to really give the ref some tonight. And then they just go, ref, you suck.
You suck.
Ref, you suck. And it's like, grow up. I like grown men booing. Because
says,
I think booing is great fun.
It's only acceptable in pantomimes or when done in an ironic or comedic manner. That's the law. And the fight back starts here, Rich Mills.
Or at the Babacom Theatre next Friday. Still some tickets available.
Yeah. Simon Bittlestone.
Thank you, Rich. On
Thank
the
you,
ice
Rich.
To you.
Simon Bittlestone says, hi, both. It was good to see John at Hampton on Saturday. As he knows, as I saw this, I had a little mishap at the end of the game. Because we were right next to the director's box.
Oh, right, yes.
And everybody went over to George Edwards, the director, and was really... getting stuck
chat.
Into him.
Yeah.
Having some passionate words. Simon came over, started having a go at Thea Bristow's driver.
Oh, that's
I had
good.
My head, I
really
could,
the wrong person.
I was on the radio with my headphones on.
Oh,
all
no.
I could see was the bloke gesticulating a steering wheel.
Poor bloke. Oh, no. It's like he's going to do anything.
He's like, what can I do?
He should have taken the rap.
I had a little mishap at the end of the game when I inadvertently accosted Thea Bristow's driver. Anyway, he was a lovely chap who I'd noted had brought an entire tub of celebrations to the game.
Oh, nice.
Had, I saw him come in with that. A huge big
that's
tub of
nice.
Celebrations. How many can you get through?
Well, it depends which ones you like, doesn't it? Christmas is coming.
Anyway, shortly afterwards, now I was walking out of the ground with Simon because it was all still kicking off and lots of fans were still there. So I left and Simon was walking alongside me. And we were, I think, speculating on whether Gary Johnson would still be in charge of the club.
He will be.
So I can see him over there, pointed in the distance just by the tunnel. I could see Aaron Downs. And a complete, it was Gary Johnson.
Yeah.
It wasn't Gary Johnson. Simon, it seems, spotted in the distance. When I got near it, transpired it wasn't Gary Johnson at all, but some short bloke in a long coat and a hat.
Oh, that's nice.
Simon, was going to go and have a word.
Like,
it was Gary Johnson's complete stunt double.
Like Hitler used to have lookalikes. In case someone tried to blow him up.
I didn't understand it. That Operation Valkyrie or whatever it was.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Anyway. Started sending little blokes out in long trench
coats
and caps.
And a hat. He says, so I'm now wondering if all these cases of mistaken identity could be at the root cause of Torquay's issues this season. Is anyone who they claim to be anymore? There's certainly a few point. That have been pretending to be professional footballers anyway, on the ice, Simon.
On the ice, Simon. Yeah, lovely.
You,
Simon.
It was nice
lovely
to see
letter.
Simon on Saturday.
Yes, he's a nice
and
guy.
And quite a few, a lot of foffs came over and said hello. Always
what,
lovely.
What new foffs have you got there, John?
Oh, should you want me to do one final letter and then we'll quickly letter, round yeah. off the foffs? Lovely. Steve Burton says, hi, Charlie and Joan, on the ice. Thanks for reading my debut email out last month. I'm the Chelsea/Southend United season ticket holder, earnestly making my way to the National Obsession Library. I'm making like it's the
library,
the presidential library.
There's a lot of episodes now.
I'm making steady progress. I'm up to episode 125, Ooh. Christmas 2020 at the moment.
What happens then?
I don't know. I can't remember. I think we got Gary Johnson on that episode. I remember it was a lockdown, yeah, lockdown
nice.
Christmas.
That's nice.
As I'm now monitoring the goals performances every week, I've noticed that both of my blue teams are playing away on the 25th of November. So obviously Chelsea and Southend. I'm not going, so as I want to be back home for Christmas. I thought I'd cross over from Essex to watch the goals play at Dartford. Will either of you two be there?
Wait, when is it we've got Dartford on the
25th of November, he reckons.
Don't know. I never know. I never know really till the day before or the day.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be going to a game.
If available, I'll be there.
Yeah. Dartford. Actually, I've never been to Dartford. I should try and go to that one. Yeah. We don't know, but we will try is the answer on the ice to you.
Exactly. Thank you, Steve.
I saw Derek on the ice Monday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I saw Derek Monday.
Nice.
It was nice. I told him he's now, he's given something to the world.
Yeah.
In on the ice, up the villa.
Who do we need to give foff numbers to?
It's on your. Where is it? JustGivingDuck.com, John /.
Yeah, just go to my. It's very long, so just go. If you go to my Twitter,
go to John's Twitter. He's doing the marathon. He's really training, cold and wet, obviously. Going sponsoring Macmillan Cancer Research. Is there a better charity? I don't think there is. Go and give as much or as little as you possibly can. That would be marvellous. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I think the ones we have to do, Alex Collins, thank you so very much. He's a York City fan in Toronto.
Oh, very nice.
And can I have a foff number? And he donated $60 Canadian.
Which is 20 pence.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you very much.
Alex, you are.
That's kind.
A foff. Do you want to know what foff number you are? You are 78.
Foff 78. Canadian foff.
Yeah, Canadian foff.
Drink Canada dry.
Alex Collins is in there. He's gone in. And also, I think the only other person who donated who hasn't got a foff is Ryan Luscombe. Thank you very much. He said he'd saved the money for the National Obsession tea towel, but this is a good use of it.
Oh, the tea towel.
Ryan Luscombe, thank you very, very much for your donation. And I think everybody else who donated has already got a foff number anyway.
When's the draw, John, for the
near
Christmas?
Kadoon for you, Ryan Luscombe. That's 79 for you. I think I said 1st of December for the draw for the signed Torquay shirt.
That's a nice
still
thing,
time to get
it?
In for that if you donate.
Donate for
£10 gets you in the draw.
Exactly. Absolutely lovely. Smashing. Thank you very much. We're going to do the National League South roundup in a second.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
In a second, but that's lovely for this week. John, people want to write to us. How can they do that?
NationalObsession@gmail.com.
Do that. And who have we got this Saturday? I don't even know, John.
I know.
So I'm so NBA.
Bath City.
Away or at home?
At home.
Bath at home. Saturday. I think we beat them. I'm going to say it. I think we beat them. 3-1.
There you go.
You heard it here first.
Go Knicks.
Go girls. Girls go for Knicks. Life. You can't make old friends. On the ice
on
to
the
you.
Ice.
The National Obsession.
And you're listening to the National Obsession. This is the National League South Roundup. Bath City 0, Worthing 2, Chelmsford 0, Taunton 0, Eastbourne Borough 3, Slough Town 3, Farnborough 4, Dover 3, 0, Hampton 3, Havant 1, Weymouth 1, Hampton Town 2, Dartford 1, Selwood City 0, Avery 1, Truro City 1, Tom Richards 2, Welling United 0, Chippingham 0, West City 1, Mason 1, Yeovil Town 2, Grangetown Town 0, who cares?
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.